welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Ed Fallone. He is the president of the Fine Police Commission. You know, Ed, what are some of the other initiatives? I know that the goal is, you know, the city doesn't have a lot to gain by snatching cars. You know, but many of those cars don't even seem to be worthy to be on the street. And if you look at them, you just say, well, okay, so they're throwaway cars, and that's, people are going to just get another one and get another one and get another one. So, I mean, I know there is no, you know, way to fix the entire problem, but what happens then?
Well, I think one of the things that the Fire and Police Commission has to recognize is that we only have one piece of the puzzle, which is the public safety part. And I know that there are other pieces, and you know, we talked about things like mentoring, after school programs, summer jobs for the youth. There's also money out there that the city is getting to make changes to the roads and to put in barriers to prevent speeding and to try and cut down on reckless driving that way. So there's a lot. You have to look at these problems as you know, needing a comprehensive solution and not thinking that public safety and policing and, you know, more police and tougher enforcement is going to solve the problem, because it hasn't in the past and it never will.
You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, you guys are looking at probably best practices from across the nation, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Of the cities.
We're looking at best practices. We're looking at information from the Department of Justice about good policing. Where, you know, there's all sorts of private think tanks out there who are coming up with models for policing in this next century. So, we're trying to look at everything in the big picture. And I guess all I can say is transforming public safety is going to be a long process. Don't expect it's all going to happen overnight, but we're definitely trying to move the conversation in a different direction.
So we talk a lot about law enforcement, but there's a fire portion of this too that rarely, if ever, gets any mention at all. And so what's happening there?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We have an incredible fire department right now, and the commission is considering a 4-year contract extension for our fire chief, Aaron Lipsky. And so there is time right now for the public to weigh in and comment on their opinions of firefighter services and ambulance services. The fire department is the largest emergency medical provider in the city of Milwaukee. And that's an incredibly important role. There, you know, private ambulance companies don't see themselves making money doing runs into certain neighborhoods, and they won't do it. And so we have the firefighters providing an enormous amount of emergency medical assistance. And that's a huge part of their job that the public doesn't always realize.
So what happens, because nobody wants their fire department shut down in their neighborhoods, how, because it's happened here quite a bit lately in certain areas, how do you make the decisions on what's going to be shut down and what's not?
That's a budgeting situation. And although I wish the Fire and Police Commission had control over money, we don't. And so that's another example of where you need to communicate and collaborate. And we need to work with the Common Council to make sure that we don't have budget cuts for the fire department, so we can afford to keep the stations we have. When you cut the budget, then you have to consolidate different stations. And when you consolidate, that increases response time because the engines are further away from where the fires break out. So I think we have good communication with the Common Council, good communication with the mayor, and it's important that we continue to talk and let them know what our opinion is.
You know, it is so good to have this dialogue and conversation with you, my friend, because, you know, you make it plain, you make it clear, and, you know, it's not like somebody has to dig, you know, to get the answers that the community really needs to hear. And, you know, the fact that you guys are open and willing to share information with the community, I think is at the root of whether or not people will be successful or not, and not just with the Fine Police Commission, but politically in anything. If people are willing to be open and honest with the electorate will understand. And I think right now, as I've had dialogue and conversation with people who are worried about somebody snatching the cars, I'm saying, are you not aware of what's going on in our neighborhoods or in our communities? You know, there's a reason that this is coming about, and just look at the sheer numbers and the danger that's inherent in people being on the street.
Yeah.
You know, something had to occur, and so something is occurring. We've been asking for somebody to do something. And the fact that you guys have made this first move is, and I'm sure it won't be the last move. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a pipeline of different issues that we're considering. Some of them come up from the community. Some come from the Common Council. Some come from the police department itself. What your listeners need to remember is we are civilians. We at the Fire and Police Commission, we're not looking for votes. We don't get elected. So we're not trying to use crime and policing as some sort of wedge to get elected to office. We are civilians. We're all residents of the city. We're just trying to find the way forward. And so we want to talk to the members of the community. We want to gather information. We want to take that back to the police department, get the police department's idea of what's possible, what they can handle. And then we want to find a way forward. And we're lucky to have this.
So last thing, how does the community get in contact with you and Fire and Police Commission? How, if, you know, the community has some ideas or wanted to know, what would be the process?
Well, it's easy to find us on the city webpage. At Milwaukee.gov. And I can give my email address, which is E. Fallon. It's actually not my complete last name. So the letter E, F-A-L-L-O-N, at Milwaukee.gov. That is my email address. And people can email me directly. And if I don't respond, I may have the executive director, Lee Todd, respond. And we have community meetings. Look for notices, press releases about our community meetings, and come and speak and share your opinions.
Hey, Ed, man, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been really great having you on, and hopefully we'll get you back on. If we can't get you on, we'll get Todd on, but we want to make sure that we keep the lines of communication open.
Absolutely. I love it, Earl. Always great. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. So did I. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sam, for doing yeoman's work again. Thank everybody who listened and took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.